about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was on the house. Army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look. Having read the
everyone, this is I'm Lucas here with Tuned Out, and I have Gonzo here with me.
Hello.
Good
morning.
Good morning. It's 5 a.m. This is a little bit too early for me, but we're here with WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that was A Day in the Life by the Beatles, which is music to my ears.
It's a great song. It's a banger.
Yeah, I do not object to waking up to that.
No, it's actually surely not.
Yeah.
Good morning, people.
Yeah, I think the next song we're gonna rip might be a little Genesis. So we're gonna hit Misunderstanding by Genesis next, but
let's play some Genesis.
Let's have at it, Beast.
Let's have at it. Lucas, why do you like that song?
I don't know. There's not a real reason I like that song. I was exploring Genesis a little bit, but that kind of comes from a little story from the Beatles I heard recently where, so Phil Collins, you know Phil Collins.
I know who Phil Collins is.
Yeah, well, so he was part of Genesis back in the day.
Really? No. I'm kidding. Phil Collins is lit.
Yeah,
he made the music for the Disney Tarzan movie.
He did?
Yeah,
it's sick, dude.
Have you heard it?
I've never seen the movie.
Low key, we're gonna have to play some "Strangers Like Me." It's a banger soundtrack.
All right, I don't even know what that is, but
we'll play some.
We'll do that. But Phil Collins, when he was a really really young guy, he was on Beatles, I believe it was, mix. It might have been just George Harrison when George Harrison has had a solo career, but it might have been with the Beatles. I don't totally remember, but basically when Phil Collins became kind of popular, he knew George Harrison a little bit, and he went to George Harrison. He was like, "Hey George, can I, like, you back in the day you had me on a song and I was playing like I forget what instrument it was. This was one of the random ones. It'd be like maracas or something. Right. And you cut that part. And I was wondering why. I was wondering if I could hear it because I imagine it was really bad. And George is like, sure, yeah, I'll send it to you. And so George Harrison, like, sends him this recording. And Phil Collins listens to it. And he's like, oh, my God, yeah, this sounds horrible. Right. And then in the background, you can just hear, like, George Harrison being like, who's that kid on, like, the maracas or whatever? We got to cut this. Like, this is horrible. And Phil Collins is, like, really depressed because he's like,
right, yeah, that's,
shoot,
that's,
like,
that's
I don't...
Brutal, that's brutal work.
Yeah, and so he calls George Harrison. He's like, thanks for sending me this. Like, I didn't realize it was that bad. And George Harrison just, like, bursts out laughing because he hired a whole crew to recreate the song.
No.
Just to, like, play a joke for Phil Collins. And so that's... I don't know.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And so, yeah, I went from Beatles to Phil Collins to Genesis. So...
All right. Cue up Strangers Like Me from the Tarzan, from the Tarzan soundtrack, because that's all Phil Collins.
Strangers Like Me.
Yeah,
from Tarzan.
From Tarzan.
Yeah,
it's a banger song. But yeah, this is Phil Collins also.
All right. Yeah, you guys heard it here first. If it's not good, blame
if it's not good, you can call Lucas's personal number. Which I'm just kidding.
yeah, guys. So Gonzalo's personal number is
nope.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
If you can call, the WMFO studio line, which is 855-915-WMFO.
But I don't know how to answer the phone, so you might not.
No, you know how to answer the phone. Lucas. I trained you. You know how to answer the phone.
Yeah, you push a couple buttons.
Yeah,
and
there's
you
a cheat sheet right here that tells you how to answer the phone, my boy.
Yes, I know how to answer the phone. So if you do want to call. Or, you know, just to test me, and
yeah.
I might get exposed. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Someone will talk to you. It just may not be me. Maybe, maybe the answering machine. But
no, we'll pick up.
We'll find out, guys.
It's the law. We'll pick up.
We'll find out. Here's Strangers Like Me by Phil Collins. So that was what that was. Strange.
That was all time heater is what that was, all day.
That's a song. Yeah, I didn't hate it.
Yeah, the whole Tarzan soundtrack is just banger after banger.
So the issue is there's a lot better movie soundtracks.
Oh, there are better movie soundtracks, but like Phil Collins, like he ate low key.
He's okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm sure. Like you could do better.
Okay. All right. All right. What's your favorite movie soundtrack song?
I don't know. Probably something from Coco, of course.
Yeah.
The greatest movie of all time.
Greatest movie. Coco is your greatest movie of all time.
Of course. What else would it be?
I don't know. I feel like there are other options.
Like what? Name one.
Name one. I think. Like.
Nope.
Reservoir nope. Dogs probably nope. really good.
Nope. I don't know what that is.
Everything, nope. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, but also nope. a fantastic movie.
Nope.
Coco's great. I love Coco.
Oh yeah.
You know, like, but greatest movie of all time.
It might be Coco.
I'm talking like there's Saving Private Ryan. There's.
It's Coco. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. It's not. It's not Coco. It's not. It's a good movie.
What's your favorite movie?
It's not Coco. I don't know. That's interesting. I can name my favorite show in like a second. Like that's like easily not a question. Shout out MC Clap Your Hands. But I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite movie. There's really good movies out there. Saving Private Ryan's
a fantastic movie.
Really good.
It's a fantastic movie.
Good Will Hunting. I saw that this summer.
Also really good fantastic.
Movie, right?
Very Boston.
Oh yeah, very, very Boston. Dude, I keep getting these edits on TikTok. It's like these like Goodwill Hunting edits, and it's like you've never loved before in your life, and I'm like, alright, like
okay.
Thanks for letting me know, I guess.
Thanks,
like,
thanks Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. They know me too well, I guess.
they know too much. They know too much.
Yeah.
What we got next on the docket? What's next? You don't know?
I mean, it's kind of your call for this one if you all want.
Right, low key.
I'm happy to rip another movie song. All I'm happy to rip a little Coldplay action.
All right, play some Coldplay, and then I'll cue one up after.
All right. Here's a Charlie Brown by Coldplay, which is tough. It's tough.
It's tough.
We'll be right back. Kitchen girl, let's take a walk outside. Let the food do the cooking. We've had enough of the wine. Ain't it funny, you know where you are. Have you been outside? I'm half as crazy as that old coyote, always yipping in the night. But you can grow tired. I'll go on alone. All I need is a fire. I write this story with the coals. My heart is full.
So that was River Stones by The Tapes.
Banger song.
Yes.
All time. So good.
Yeah, low-key that kind of hit.
Yeah, bro. The Takes are a band from from Colby, actually. They're all like my age at Colby. Yeah, they just signed a record deal. They make heater music.
That's sick. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. Yeah. It's super cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we have any bands from Tufts? We have like one, right?
Feast is pretty big. The Molasses Disaster was on Post Adolescence Glow yesterday, which is, they were on air yesterday. We've got a bunch of bands. Sunny Days, Saint Cecilia. There's a pretty good scene at Tufts.
Yeah.
I don't know any of the younger bands, but a lot of these bands were like folks who got together my freshman year and who are like still playing music together. It's pretty cool.
Oh, there you go.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Imagine getting together with someone your freshman year and sticking with them the whole time.
Yeah.
What's up, Charlie Kara?
Wow. Wow.
That was the first thing that popped in my head right there.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Hey, we say it like we see it at 5:28 in the morning.
That's wild.
If you are up right now, shout out to you. Honestly, mad respect. If you're up right now because you haven't gone to sleep, go to sleep.
Go to bed. Get some rest. For the folks who are up right now, because they haven't gone to bed, but you know, the folks who are up on their own volition.
Up because they're grinding.
Yeah. Lucas, do you have something to say to the people?
Yeah. Get out of bed? Oh, no, I don't. Never mind. That's my bad. You know what? No. We'll do this later. Okay. I'm telling you, get out of bed. Get to work. The day is not, it's not going to come to you. You got to go seize the day.
Christ.
You got to go take it. Right? Learn something new. Just like I'm about to teach Gonzo, who graced Vanderwall.
This is true.
Winner of, I believe, American Idol. Or winner, America's Got Talent. I don't know.
American Idol.
Like 10 years ago, Beast.
10 years ago?
I don't know. She won America's Got Talent in 2016.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's no way.
I got the name wrong and the year wrong. But, you know, rounding, I got it right. So,
yeah.
Counted as 2 for 2 for Lucas.
2 for 2 for Lucas.
Hell yeah. All right. We're going to rip What's Left of Me by Grace Vanderwall. She just came out with it this year. It's good.
Let's do it.
It's
8 months since I saw you, but I'm still in your bedroom. On my skin, I can feel you. Rotting in those blue sheets. Did you ever even love me? Do I haunt you like you haunt me? You hold my hands, my lips, my cheek, robbing me every time I speak. The marks that you left still call on me. What's left of me? Out on the street, yeah, you were driving my head.
That was "I Don't Know My Name" by Grace VanderWaal.
That was a good song.
It's yeah, that was very amazing.
Good. I messed with the first one we played.
It's a little like Lord.
It's a little bit like Lord. It's a little bit like Gracie Abrams. It's a little bit like Phoebe Bridgers.
Phoebe Bridgers sings. No, that's Lana Del Rey. Never mind.
Ooh, that's a good save. That's a good save.
Yeah, I was about to say "Summertime Sadness."
Wow.
I don't listen to a ton of that little trios, that little threesomes music, so I don't know what's...
If you're speaking about little trios with Phoebe Bridgers, you guys speak about Boy Genius, which is Julian Baker, Lucy Dacus, and Phoebe Bridgers. But if you don't listen to Phoebe Bridgers, you ever hear anything off the record? We can play some of that music low key. If you haven't heard the record, you should hear some of the record. The record is the name of the album. I digress.
I guess we'll look into this.
Yeah, we'll look into shortly. It.
Song, the record by Boy Genius.
Genius. Yeah, you've heard.
I've heard something from here, but I don't know what.
I bet you it's not strong enough.
I don't know what that is.
I'll play it for you.
Yeah. Oh, I see. It's their most popular song. Yeah. Yeah, it's very possible it is. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Oh. Boy Genius consists of Phoebe Bridgers. Live and learn. This is what we're learning at 5:37.
It is 5:37. Good morning, everybody.
Gonzo has a little learning message for the people, though.
Oh, I do?
Is what I heard.
Okay, yeah, I'll read the PSA.
Yeah. A PSA? What's a PSA, Gonzo?
A public service announcement.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means it's an announcement for the public, for the good of the people. Yeah. And, folks, did you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now?
Uh-oh.
Don't worry. They're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health.
What up, microbes?
One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are actually are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
That's very informative. If you guys want more informative health tips, I recommend the Joe Rogan podcast. It's really good at keeping you up to date on current medical trends. Aaron Rodgers, another really good source.
Is Aaron Rodgers on the crazy stuff also?
Aaron Rodgers took a little like darkness retreat and then decided he wanted to play on the New York Jets. So I would say he is very much on some crazy stuff. But I don't know what that would be.
Okay.
But
okay. I meant more on like the thinking on like the horse tranquilizer is. Never mind.
It is. Whatever you're going to say, it is.
Yes. Yes. Whatever conspiracy theory you've got. Yes. Yes. That one.
Yes.
That one. No, my favorite thing to say is people are like, we never landed on the moon. My favorite response to that is, you believe in the moon? The moon's just an illusion. Everything's fake.
Yeah, guys, it's 5:30 or 5:39 a.m. right now.
Oh, my God. It's 5:40.
Pure nighttime. And where I'm looking... There's I don't no even moon. See the moon.
There's no moon.
There's no
there's
moon.
There's no moon. The
crew stole it. Minions.
Tonight we steal the moon. Anyways.
Tough movie. Watch it. Great Despicable movie. Me 1. Despicable Great Me 2, movie. 3, 4. Minions movie 1. Minions movie 2. All mandatory watching for next week.
I am not seeing 4.
Mandatory watching.
Mandatory watching?
Yes.
Or Minions 2, I don't think.
Otherwise, you're getting banned from the studio.
Oh, I'm getting banned from the studio.
Yeah, I have the power to do that.
You have the power to do that?
I do.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for my ID to not work in this building.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I thought mine was not going to work this morning.
Well, it does.
It does, but the powers that be were like, we're going to be really slow with letting it on. So, you know, they're out to get us. We overcame them, though, this morning. Because I'm here.
You are here.
Yes.
You are here.
They can't hold me back.
No, they can't hold you back. You're too strong, we're good.
Yes. Don't forget that. Don't come after me.
This song is Backseat Lovers. It was one of their earlier releases. This song called Out of Tune. It's a banger. It's more recent vine for me. But I think it's fun.
And for the casual listener, they sing Kill Billy Girl. I found that out while looking up the song.
Kill Billy Girl.
Oh, I thought it was Kill Billy.
No, it's Kilby.
Like Kill Billy Hills or whatever. Is that a thing?
Kill Billy is. I don't know if that's a thing. I can't lie. My brain's not working at full capacity at the moment. It's mighty early.
Well, we have class day for rowing today, so oh, Gonzo, I'm gonna need you to get turnt.
I'm gonna be turnt, right?
Oh yeah, turn up, baby. I need max press for 100 meters, unless you're in my boat. No pressure. It's a steady state day.
And it's a steady state day. Look, I think it's going to be, at the end of the day, I think it's going to be the seniors versus the sophomore class. You guys are going to get your butts whooped.
I don't think so. I'm going to be totally honest. We have 8 rowers, and those 8 rowers will be cooking you guys.
No, we will also have 8 rowers, and I think...
Why do you only have 8?
What? You have more than 8.
Yeah, but my point is we only have 8 to choose from today. We do, because we only have 9 rowers usually, and Hayden's not here.
Okay.
So we only have 8.
You have your 8. We have our 8.
What's your 8?
That's kind of how it works. Okay, this is the line of that. This is the ideal line. This is going to make sense to nobody. You know what? We can talk about this off air so that...
Nah, you listen. Yeah, no. Well, all right. We'll rip Backseat Lovers real quick, and Gonzo and I are gonna yap. So
yeah, we'll yap.
Yeah, I'll leave his mic on though, so you all can hear him.
No,
here is Out of Tune by the Backseat Lovers. Thank you.
containers that I fill with my past. You can find them on the second floor under my bed. I miss the days when girls were scary, scarier than spiders. Walks through the night that didn't take us anywhere. I had funny looking legs, you were funnier than most people knew you were. But I knew you well. We skipped a class or two to write a couple songs. They were always pretty good, till the next year we realized that we were wrong. You took a prepubescent kid, showed him to the world, introduced him to rock and roll, YouTube and girls. I miss the days when the girls were scary.
So that was Out of Time by the Backseat Lovers there, which was
great song.
Really good.
Great song. Backseat Lovers makes great music.
Seems like they do. So next up, Gonzo's trying to teach me about the record a little bit. So
the record.
We're ripping a little Not Strong Enough by
Boy Genius. A classic.
Yeah. It's the album with three hands reaching up. Ooh, Gonzo, I learned a little trick.
Okay, talk to me.
You kind of have to be in the studio for this one, but I'll speak it out so you guys will hear. Gonzo, raise your hand.
Yeah?
Raise it higher. Why don't you give 100% the first time?
I don't know.
It's not how you should be living life, Beast. It's 5:48 a.m. Wake up. Get out of bed. It's time to rise. Turn me up. If you come outside the studio with pots and pans, I will pop my head out of the window and start screaming. So, yeah, turn me up.
Make me crash out.
If anyone wants to run a little parade down Boston Ave, would love that also. Right up to the studio. Yeah.
Just play the song.
Wake up, Medford, baby. Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius.
This is so funny because...
Santa. I'm from the Brooklyn XAJ. Man, mystic with a pen like JK. True say, I ain't really a drinker, but I got love for brandy like Ray J. Champagne popper, 44 chopper in a black night bomber. Heartbeat stopper, half our MT dropper, 45 whapper, leave you in the states like Kaka.
AJ from the look X Santan. Man's got style and a rhythm like Gangnam. Two young brothers trying to eat off of music, but we used to eat off of pebs in the sandbags. Now we get money, music money. Money that could put your girlfriend in a handbag. White teeth, Balenciaga's man bag. Left winger with a long stick like a granddad. AJ Tizzy, from THE Lizzy. And I'm all out for the Lizzy. I don't wanna look like you, you're broken. I've been telling bro brothers move like Grizzy. Still brandy, but the hand ting fizzy. Probs being bin if a man weren't busy. I'm a mic king, I'm a king on a mic. And I'll spin brothers till the whole scene gets dizzy.
Walk in the rave, smile on my face, drink in my cup, hand in my jeans. Man talk tough, man look up, down, left, right, straight to a bang in the teeth. Man still talk tough, man saw man in the flesh now. Man trying to talk to my G's, nah, none of that, none. 45 drum, run you right out your street.
Walk in a dance, chicks wanna glance, hand on my hip, shank for the dip. If I shout, oi, then man, they best skip, better tie up your laces tight and don't trip. Chip gets splashed, couldn't care less about my man's gang. We're not fam, we're not friends or bridges. You'll get tanned and bin, cock them blam.
Sam and Dave from the Vale and Tracy, duck man down on the road, I'm pacey. Two lighties on the phone, so feisty. One named Jordan and one named Stacey. S with an S from the SR Shoki. Dust man down with a mask like Toby. Tell a boy Koch, my man's telling me lots, but we are not G's, so don't watch my face.
Labrador Grove is where we who, man get burst up in a G-Who. Came back with a fresh one, it's new. Don't come around for a two and a blue. I don't give a fuck if you're old or new. I'll just yawn like Black Bull Who. Put a couple dead MCs in the grave. Trust me, dog, you can go there too. Trust me, dog, you can go there free. I'll never watch FACE. AJT from MTP. Nightclub tracksuit, Nike ID. Man got overly fucked in a beef. Pretty sure I landed a bang to his teeth. Man will get banged in the face by me. Not my brethren, banged in the face by me.
And me, man talk tough, full C. Hitting with a left, right, left, right, left, right, right. One jab, then I duck, then weave. Come like Trevor from GTA. If I bang man's face, man bopped in lean. Con Aguero, man drop the shoulder, faint once, quick kick, then I drop man's G. First time I link her, Nando sweet. 9.95, I swipe, then eat. A 1-2 rap, she don't give hat. Thiago Silva, man blocked, then ski. Had man screaming, look, there's my man. Hand in my pouch, like where it's not me. Hand in my pouch, like where it's not us. Kurt to my G, like where it's not we. Cause if you get boom with a 4-5 long, it's a critical hit, the chance to repeat. And if you see Arj in a cup, with a dip, you're pissed, so quick your team should retreat. But if you see Justin a cut with his right hand touch, you're fucked, your team should leave G. If you see raps in the back with his hand in a bag, it's mad we came to see peas. Walk in the rave, smile on my face, drink in my cup, hand in my jeans. Man talk tough, man look up, down, left, right, straight to a bang in the teeth. Man still talk tough, man saw man in the flesh, now man trying to talk to my G's. Nah, none of that, none. 45 drum, run you right out your street.
Walk in a dance, chicks wanna glance, hand on my hip, shank for the dip. If I shout, oi, then man, they best skip, better tie up your laces tight and don't trip. Chip gets splashed, couldn't care less about my man's gang. We're not fam, we're not friends or bridges. You'll get tanned and binned, cock them blam.
169.
So that was Thiago Silva by Dave and AJ Tracy, a little British banger right there for you guys. If you're wondering what goes through the headphones of Lucas on a normal day, it's a lot of Thiago Silva, to be totally honest.
It's a lot of that song on repeat?
Yeah, it's a lot of that song, and it's a lot of the next song, which is IFTK by Tion Wayne and LaRouche. But just a little reminder to everyone that this has been WMFO in Medford. I'm Lucas.
I'm Gonzo.
Yeah, and actually, Gonzo, what would your thoughts be on us switching up a song to Gold Dust for the last song here?
I don't know that one.
Oh, yes, you do. We ripped it for the 2K. Stupid good.
Go ahead.
Stupid good.
Do what you need.
All right, here's a little EDM to cap out your morning because you should already be up and moving, as we have stated. Wake up, Medford.
Wake up, Medford.
It's almost 6 a.m. there are people that have been up for probably at least 3 hours already, having gone to bed earlier. I've been up for an hour and a half. That's almost the amount of sleep I got. Wake up, Medford.
Wake up,
Gold Dust. TJ Fresh. Let's get it.
It's like Gold Dust.